Hey, today, Beis Hashem, we're continuing in the 8th parak of Masechta Bava Basra. We are up to Parakhas Mishnah Zayin. So it says in the Mishnah, Hakosek Nechasim Levanov, if a person writes his Nechasim, that he's giving all of his Nechasim to his children, Tzarech Sheyichtov, he needs to write, Mehayom Mula Achar Misa, that he's giving it from today and after I die, which means, as the Bartanur points out, that the actual karka is already yours today, but you're not allowed to eat the peros until La Achar Misa. And if you don't write Mehayom, then you haven't given him anything, because you can't give a matana after you're already dead. So you have to say mehayom to make it clear that there is a matana being given today, and it's just that the peiros are only going to be eaten after you die. Div Rabbi Yehuda, that is Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Rabbi Yossi Yomar Eino Tzarich. Rabbi Yossi says, no, it's not necessary to write mehayom, since you're writing the date on the shtar. It's obvious that it applies today. Hakosim nechasim lebeno liachar moso. If a person writes his nechasim, is giving over his Nechasim, and he writes in a shtar that he's giving over his nechasim to his son after he dies, meaning mehayom alachar misa, ha'avin yochalim karmenei shein k'suvin laben. The father can't sell those nechasim because they've already been gifted to the child. Va'benin yochalim karmenei shein b'rishos ha'av. The son can't sell them because they're still in the rishos of the father, because the peiros still belong to the father. Machar ha'av, if the father in fact does sell it, then mechurin hashiyamos, the sale is going to be binding up until the point that the father dies, and then it goes back to the son. Machar ben, if the son sells it, en lokeach ben klum hashiyamos ha'av. Lokeach is not entitled to anything until the father dies, because each party is only able to sell what they own within their rights within that karka. Ha'av toli shomach lekol mi sheyirta, u'mashin yechtol sharehu shel yorshin. The father can detach things from the ground and feed it to whoever he wants, and that which he leaves that detached from the ground, it belongs to the Yorshim, because that actually belonged to the father, and therefore it doesn't go to this son. It belongs to any of his natural Yorshim. It would be something that goes biyerusha. Hiniach panim gedolim uketanim. If he has both younger and older sons, ein gedolim misparnasin ala ketanim, v'laketanim nizonin ala gedolim elecholkin b'shava. The younger sons are not, how do we say, ein ha gedolim misparnasin ala ketanim. The gedolim are not misparnasin, they don't provide clothing with the money of the ketanim, because the levush of the gedolim is more than the parnasa, providing clothing and stuff like that for gedolim is more than providing clothing for the ketanim. And the ketanim are not nizonin ala gedolim. Nizonin means achil and shtia, because the younger ones need more mizonos than the gedolim, because they eat a lot more smaller meals, but more meals, more frequent meals. So the ketanim could prevent the gedolim from being misparnes from the estate of, you know, from the father's estate, and the gedolim could prevent the ketanim from getting mizonos. So rather, each one gets from the, you know, will be misparnes and nizon from their own chelek, meaning the chulkin b'shava. They get a regular yerusha, they take their portion of the yerusha, and they provide for themselves through that. Nasu ha-gedolim, yisu ha-ketanim. If the wedding of the gedolim was paid for by the father's estate, then it should also pay for the weddings of the ketanim. The amru ketanim harei anunosim kederich shenasas matem. And if the ketanim say hareinu nosim kederek shenasasim atem, ein shom lehem. If the ketanim say after the father dies, we want to get married the same way you got married while our father was alive, no, we don't follow. We give them whatever the father gave them while they were alive is already given, and that doesn't get brought into the cheshbon. Meaning when he was alive, he made weddings for his older children. That was the father's own money making the weddings. That was not the yerusha. That was not the estate making the money. So Elamash Nassan Lamaviyam Nassan, whatever the father gave to them while he was alive has already been given. Now we move on to Mishnah Ches. Hiniach Banos Gedolos Uketanos. If let's say he doesn't have any sons, he has older daughters and younger daughters. Eina Gedolos Misparnasos alakatanos, then the older daughters don't get clothing at the cost of the younger daughters, meaning they cannot take from the father's estate to get their clothing, because that's not nice to the younger daughters, because they don't need as much for clothing. Valakatanos nisonos alakadolos, and the younger daughters cannot get food from the estate, because that's not nice to the older daughters. They don't need as much money for food. Elchelkos b'shava, they just divide the estate, and each one will have to figure out their clothing and their food from the estate. Nasu gedolos yisuk tanos. If the older daughters got married after the father died from the estate, so the younger daughters are equally entitled to get married from the father's estate, to pay for the wedding. But if the older daughters got married while the father was still alive, and then the younger daughters say, we want to have the same type of wedding that you had, we want to be in the same chasana hall and the same band and the same whatever that you had when our father was alive, so then ain't shomalehen. We don't listen to them, because what the father gave to them while he was alive, that was not an estate, that was his actual money. So the estate doesn't set a precedent for what the estate is going to pay for. Now, says the Mishnah, Zechomer Babanos mi Babanim. In a certain sense, the daughters getting Yerusha is a more powerful Yerusha than the son's Yerusha. Shabanos Nizonos Alabanim. Because younger daughters will get Mizonos when there are sons that receive Yerusha. Ve Nizonos Alabanos. But younger daughters will not get Mizonos taken out of the estate when there are only older daughters. So, in a certain sense, having only girls, the older girls get more of a right in the father's estate than an older son would have in the father's estate. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Zayin, we had said that if someone is giving his nechasim to his child for after he dies, he has to say mehayom alachar misa, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and according to Rabbi Yossi, it's obvious that he means that he's giving the estate today, and that he's giving the nechasim today, and the peros alachar misa. But in the meantime, while the father's alive, he owns the peros, and the son owns the actual property, and that's why neither of them can sell anything that they don't own. We then said that if there are older sons and younger sons, and then in Mishnah Ches we said the same with older daughters and younger daughters, since older children require more in terms of clothing and less in terms of food, we don't allow them to take for those needs from the joint estate. They just get their portion, and from that portion they pay for things. And we also said in both Mishnayos that when it comes to paying for weddings, if there was a wedding made from the estate for the older children, the younger children are entitled to the same wedding. But if there was a wedding made while the father was alive for the older children, that does not entitle the younger children to the same wedding. And then the parak just concluded by observing that in a certain sense, daughters have a more powerful Yerusha than sons, in that when sons are Yoresh and they're younger, and they're younger daughters, the sons have to provide the mizonos of those younger daughters from the estate, whereas when there are older daughters and younger daughters, the older daughters do not have to provide from the estate. Next time, we'll pick up at the beginning of the ninth parak of Masechet Baba Basra.